Well, I'm finally free and I'm happy.
We're walking in our freedom. Yeah, man, seriously. We're living freely, justly.
This is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJOFM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Happy New Year to each and every one of you, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. And yes, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, oh God, we thank you. We praise you, God. We give you all the glory because, God, you brought us from January 2025 to January 2026. And that is enough just to say thank you. God, you brought us over dangers seen and dangers unseen. God, even when the enemy wanted to take us out, oh God, you place your hand of protection up on us. And God, we just want to say thank you. God, even as we continue to decrease, God, we ask that you would increase within us, God. God, we thank you. We glorify you, God. We give you all the praise that is due your name. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn them to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter and the 8th verse? And I will be reading from the New King James Version, Deuteronomy 28 and 8. And it reads as follows. The Lord will command a blessing on you in your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand. And he will bless you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And your topic on today is moving forward. Moving forward. People of God, it's time to leave the things that happened in 2025 there. Do not carry an old season into a new season to contaminate it. And today's topic, once again, is moving forward. Deuteronomy 28 and 8 promises abundant blessings from the Lord for obedient people, stating that he will command a blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You see, this means prosperity in all work, field barns, and divine favor in the promised land. This is a direct result of following God's commands, as detailed in the broader context of Deuteronomy 28, which contrasts blessings and curses. So what basically God is saying, whatever you put your hand to do out of your obedience, just because you've done it because you obeyed him, he is going to bless you. He's not only going to bless your hands to do it, he is going to bless you going in the land and coming out of the land. He's going to bless your work. He's going to fill your barns. He's going to give you divine favor. Wherever he tells you to do and where he tells you to go. So the key message of Deuteronomy 28 and 8 is God was given a divine command. God himself actively commands the blessing. Whatever God tell you to do and you being obedient, he is going to bless it. God's promises are yea and amen. God is not going to say he's going to do something and not do it. This was a divine command that he was going to command the blessing. If you just only do what he tell you to do, you ain't got to worry about how it's going to get done, what I need to get it done. If God gives you a vision, people of God, listen, he already has the provision made. Whether it's going to come through somebody, it's going to come through another source, wherever, he has the provision made. He just needs you to be a willing vessel and be obedient and do it. My God, to thee. An all-encompassing blessing, which means blessings that will cover your daily life from storage. And the storage is barns and storehouses to all endeavors, meaning everything you put your hand to, here it goes. Everything you place your hand to is blessed. Everywhere your feet goes is blessed. That's why you got to be careful where you lay your hands. That's why you got to be careful where your feet goes, where you go. You have to ask God what to do. Because number one, you don't want to waste God's blessings. And number two, you do not want to waste the all that God has placed inside of you. Because maybe that house or that land or that person is not ready to receive the blessing that God has sent you with. Come on here, somebody. Somebody gonna get this. So the blessings, the all-encompassing blessing, are blessings that cover you daily. Don't you know people connect to you just because they know that you are a blessing? They really don't like you, but they know you are a magnet for blessings. And then they will attach themselves to you. That's why I was teaching the other day about cutting soul ties. Because some people are just only in your life to drain you of your anointing, to drain you of your oil, to drain you of your blessings. And God is cutting off soul ties because that's what he was doing in the year of 2025. He was getting you equipped. He was basically telling you to cut situations, to cut people, to cut associations off so that he can bring the divine relationship, the divine covenant relationships that are strictly ordained by him. Come on, get somebody. So the next one is land and provision. It specifically includes blessing within the land God is giving them. He's not just going to give you anything. He's going to give you something that can produce, that can be worthwhile, that can help you as well as help others. Land and provision. If God has telling you to go somewhere to possess that land, he is going to give you the vision and the provision to work that land. Somebody better get this. He's going to give you land and provision. So, people of God, what are you believing for in the year 2026? How about if you put the past year's negatives behind you and start with a fresh new attitude and begin to rise to new heights? Get a new mindset. Get a new determination. Say within yourself, there is nothing in my past for me that I'm moving forward. Stop reliving old hurts, thinking about what you lost. And let me tell you this, thinking about what you lost will keep you grounded, will keep you in that spot of wishing if I would have did this way or that way. You have to let it go and quit going back to it. It's over, it's done. You have learned the lesson, now move forward. I'm telling you, this coming year is a gift from God. It's filled with possibilities, new ideas, new friendships, new relationships. This is the year of acceleration. God say this is a leap year for the body of Christ. Whatever he's doing in 2026 is going to be accelerated, meaning it's going to be happening fast. whatever took years and months to happen, it's going to be happening in amount of days or weeks. This is the year of acceleration. No more waiting and wishing. So stay focused on the good. Focus on the possibilities. Now is the time to move forward. God is calling you to rise up with wings like an eagle and soar. So how about you take the promise of today's scripture and you say, God, thank you that you command the blessing upon all that I set my hand to do in this coming year, that you will bless me in my home. You will bless my family. You will bless my ministry. You will bless my projects that you have given me. You will bless my assignments. You will bless me on my job. You will make me the head and not the tail. Lord, thank you that you always cause me to triumph, that what I touch will prosper and succeed. Thank you that 2026 is going to be an abundant, accelerated, bountiful, flourishing year. This is the year of acceleration, because what I learned in 2025 prepared me for the year of 2026. Yes, it did. Let us pray. Father, as we step into this new year, 2026, Lord, we thank you for bringing us safely through the past year. Lord, thank you for your protection, your mercy, your love that never failed us. Even in difficult times, Lord, we place this new year into your hands. God, please guide our steps, order our thoughts, and guard our hearts. Fill our lives with peace where there is fear, strength where there is weakness, and hope where there is uncertainty. Help us to walk in wisdom and truth each day. Bless our families, our work, our health. Remove anxiety, Father God. Remove sickness and confusion from our lives. Renew our minds, strengthen our bodies, and uplift our spirits. Father God, teach us to trust you completely and not be afraid of the future. May this year be filled with your grace, favor, and purpose. Help us to love others, forgive quickly, and live with gratitude. Father God, let your light shine through us. Oh, my God, in everything we do. Father God, we commit the year 2026 to you. Lord, may your will be done in our lives. And may we grow closer to you with each passing.